Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome back to the App Betches podcast. I'm Sammy.
And I'm Jordana. What's going on? How was Hanukkah at the White House?
It was very cool, except it wasn't at the White House. It was at the Vice President's residence, but it was still very cool.
Where does the Vice President live?
At the Naval Observatory.
Is it white?
The house is white. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a really nice house. It's like,
they should just call it the other White House then.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you think, I mean, it definitely goes. Their house is cool, but the party was in a tent next to the house. The house isn't big enough to like hold a party. It doesn't have like a room of that scale.
Okay.
But so they had it in a tent and it was great. I mean, I think they did a great job.
How were the latkes?
The latkes were very small. We only had pass latkes, but they were good.
Government budget.
Well, okay. So what's interesting is that Amanda Duberman, who went to the daytime Christmas vice president's party, she was like, there's so much food, past and stations. And so I was like, okay, I'm going hungry. And then at our party, there was only past, no stations. Very weird.
That is odd. Get the short end of the stick.
Unless maybe like, yeah. I know. But then I saw the White House Hanukkah party and they had stations galore, including sushi.
I'm a little confused why they don't combine. Why do they need two separate parties?
They have way more than two parties. They have like 15 parties and they have different people, different like groups-ish sort of. Like,
why not just make one giant party?
I honestly don't think that they have the capacity to do the level of giant party that the amount of parties that they actually have. Like, they have a military party, they have media parties, they have donor parties. It's kind of
sounds like Greek life. It's like, why do we need 15 Halloween parties? We could just do one big Halloween party for the school.
But way more form. But here's the thing, it's actually not that. It's like if one frat had 15 Halloween parties with different sororities rather than like,
it's like, just make one big party, which some of them do.
Many do that, but it was here's the thing. If I were like, if this weren't like my first time doing something like that, like let's say I worked in the government, I would be like, this is not like that fun. But because it's cool and everyone's really excited to be there, like celebrities go and, you know, people who you would know would go there, and like people are pumped about being there. Basically, you just stand around for a while. They had like the hora going when you walked in. They did like the menorah lighting. I assume they don't do that at the Christmas party though.
Did you know anyone there besides Kamala?
I don't know Kamala.
And she doesn't know you.
She doesn't
know her.
So the only interaction you have with Kamala and Doug, and if it's the presidential one with the president, is that you stand in a line to take a 1 second photo with them. And like, when I say 1 second, I mean, I was probably talking during
the, did you get the picture?
No, you get it emailed to you like later. It's very serious.
Okay. Can you gonna post it?
Depending on what it looks like.
What does she do with her arms when you get up there?
They say like, arms down.
Arms they down.
Say, well,
no touching.
No, you could shake her hand, but then for the picture, they say arms down.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like that would look awkward.
The whole thing is so fast, you have no time to pose. You don't even know it's happening. I was like, wait, it's over? Like, it was just that fast.
How was the handshake?
Good. Firm.
It's not like you could just like walk up to her and like start a convo like at a regular party.
No. Not like that. There's no like mingling.
She's
with
not schmoozing.
The vice president. But you're mingling with other people. Who did I know? I knew I don't know if you know him, but he's a reporter from Punch Bowl, Jake Sherman. He was the only person I knew. And then Avi like randomly like made
friends with the president.
Not the president, but you know, some people. Wolf Blitzer was there. Can't say I know him personally, but Deborah Messing, Also don't know her personally. Andrew Ross Sorkin, who wrote Too Big to Fail.
Don't you like love Andrew Sorkin?
And no, that you're thinking of Aaron Sorkin.
Oh.
But either way, I'm sort of like
didn't over he write Aaron the West Sorkin. Wing?
He did. I'm a little over Aaron Sorkin though, like these days, but great first Why? Three seasons.
You still love him.
Yeah, I mean, he still like has written amazing things. I just like don't, you know, he hasn't written as amazing things. Yeah.
I feel like when I hear the name Aaron Sorkin, I think of you like fangirling in high school, I think, over him.
I'm so cool, right?
Teen crush.
My teen crush is like Aaron Sorkin like, and like Helen Mirren.
Was it not? And like when we were like 17, I think Sorkin. So.
I mean, I was really into The West Wing. The first three seasons of that are just unreal. Yeah. But the person I saw was Andrew Ross Sorkin, who is an economics reporter, like a finance reporter.
Do you think
reporter.
He feels the need to call himself Andrew Ross Sorkin so that he gets mixed up with Aaron Sorkin less like I just did?
I think that most people who he's interacting with directly are not confusing them for a number of reasons.
Right. But the politically inept, such as myself.
Not even
maybe.
Politically inept. Like, he's not even really like political. He's more business. Like, he's a business okay. reporter. And he's on like, I think like CNBC all the time. Yeah. Who else was there? I'm trying to think. You know, the head of the ADL, Jonathan Greenblatt. Like, I don't know. There's some congress people, you know.
Okay. I'm excited
cool.
for you.
Yeah.
Sounds like you really nerded out there.
I did. It was cool. It was fun to get dressed up and like just have that experience. But, you know, I don't think it's going to be anything to compete with what we have coming up tonight, which is the Betches holiday party.
And
so,
do you consider yourself the head of the party planning committee?
I mean, I think factually I am the head of the party planning committee.
Okay.
Because I planned the party.
Do you feel like it's like the party planning is like it is in the office? Like the office, the show?
No. It's literally like me. Like it's very easy. It's very.
It's not hard in that show. There's just like one person who's kind of a dictator.
I mean, ask Eric, Sarah, and Michelle. I don't know. Like, I don't think I'm being a dictator. I just like, it's done. Like it's planned. It's not really that complicated. Okay. It's not that complicated. Like it's my, although they might think I'm a dictator for some reasons, but
I guess
you know.
They'll be the judge of that. I'll ask them later
you let
at the
them
party.
Know. You ask
I'll
them.
Ask them. Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing. The party was going to be at the Betches office if I didn't decide to dictator
didn't
it
step in.
out of the office. So a benevolent dictator, you might say.
I would say, yeah. I'm impressed. I guess I'm not impressed yet. I haven't been to the party, but I know you throw a good party. You're very into that.
Thank you. I love to throw a party. Nothing gives me such
an eye for the details.
Thank you. It's funny because I don't feel like I have an attention to detail, but I can come up with like details that are fun enough. But we also apparently have a party tomorrow. Woke up to you asking me if we're going to a holiday party tomorrow. Yeah. And then I listened to your You Up episode shortly after that, where you were like saying how Mike doesn't want to go to any parties and he won't go unless he has a friend.
Mike is might be the only person who's more antisocial than I am. I've been trying to get him out of our house for a while.
I mean, it's hard. The house is fun, right? It's nice to be at home.
It is nice, especially when it's cold. But you know what?
Right.
I feel like I need to go out more in December because there's more fun stuff to do. And then once you hit January, January is long and boring and not filled with many fun things. But exciting news for the people who are listening because we are going to Fake Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah. Right. January 4th, I want to
say. Yes. Sammy and I and a bunch of our other friends, and Eileen, are going to a Taylor Swift tribute band.
We are. We're really excited. We got the tickets. We scored them. I don't know how are the fees on that?
I don't know. What are the fees? I'm not like an experienced concert ticket buyer, so I don't know what the fees should be. I think now they include the fees. They just don't include the tax in the written
price. Oh, you're right. You're right.
It's like a new rule.
That's Biden's rule that you have to include the fees. He really, I mean,
what a legacy.
It's helpful. It's a real fucking legacy to leave.
It is. I mean, the tickets, honestly, for a tribute band, fairly expensive, I guess. They're like $75.
It speaks to the demand for people who just want to hear Taylor Swift at any moment.
Or the people, I think it's like one, there's people who want to hear any kind of Taylor Swift content and they will take it in whatever form they can get it. Or there's people like me who don't care enough to like really even try to go to regular Taylor Swift, but enjoy Taylor Swift's music and don't really care if it's really her on stage or not.
See, that's interesting because like if I didn't care enough to go to someone's music, unless like, I had a group going.
I like hearing live music, right? But I don't need to like, I don't need to make it like a whole thing for myself. Like I enjoy live music enough to like go when it's easy, convenient, and not that expensive.
Right. See, but if I weren't, didn't really want to go to someone, if I wouldn't want to go to the real person.
I would want to go to the real person. If someone was like, oh, here's Taylor Swift tickets in New York where you don't have to travel that far and they're great seats and they're free, I'd be like, of course.
Right.
But like, I don't want to.
There's a reason you can't just get those.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. So this is the best, next best option for me.
I guess. Here's the thing. If that were an option for you to get tickets like that, like the Taylor Swift tribute band tickets would be $1. Like it wouldn't be.
I would still go.
You would. Here's the thing why I am excited about this, because this is what I've always loved about her music, is that it's so fun to dance to and sing to, and like just it's a bonding music because of like the scream, the screamable bridges and shit. So I think she is like, her music is actually fun even if she's not the one singing it. Like I would go listen to like the songs on a radio.
That's why that's what I'm saying. Like that's what I enjoy about it too. I just don't enjoy it enough to figure out how to see the real thing.
What if I threw a Taylor Swift dance party? Would you come?
Yeah.
And I just DJ'd it. You know what I was thinking about? This is going to seem insane.
A lot, maybe not for Taylor. I've never seen Taylor in live or anything, but I think for most artists, that's why I kind of like don't mind a DJ for a wedding. Cause I'm kind of like, the DJ's playing the real person.
I prefer a DJ at a wedding.
Yeah. And I'm like, this is like it's more the real version of the song, not like the person who's worse at singing it than the real person who sings the song.
I mean, here's the thing. Every artist is worse at singing, even their own most of the time, singing their own songs live.
Right.
Than they are in the produced version that they're deciding is going to be the song. Like it's the radio edit, so to speak. And you can even see this in the Eras Tour movie, which I watched at midnight the minute it came out. God damn me. And it's like her voice in the movie sounds, I don't want to say it's not as good, but like you could tell they had to like smooth it, like smooth editing.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I want the like airbrushed version of all this shit. I'll go to your party, play the finished product.
Right. Yeah. So, okay, I'm going to have a party. It's going to be Taylor Swift dance party.
Oh, you just decided this right now?
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't have to be like today. It's not going to be soon. You know, it could be in a while.
Maybe once it all dies down.
Yeah. Like
I might need a few weeks after this tribute band concert.
No. We're not going to do this like soon. This is in the future. I have a lot of parties to throw.
Why don't you do a birthday, a Taylor Swift themed birthday party?
Yeah, I'll think about that. 35. Okay. Ooh.
That is one where it's socially acceptable to throw a
1989
birthday party. Yeah.
A 1989 themed, because that's our birth year as well.
Listen, we all know that scratchy PJs can make a cranky kid. I want my kids to be comfy when they sleep and are rested in the morning. And that's why I snuggle them up in Little Sleepies. Little Sleepies makes award-winning bamboo PJs that moms rave about. I am said mom. I am obsessed with Little Sleepies. They are so, so, so soft. I just got one that was the Checkmates Zippy for my son Lucas. It's so adorable. And it's limited edition, so everybody go check it out. Little Sleepies Zip Romper Pajamas, aka Zippies, the ones that I got, were designed with thoughtful details like fold over feet, mittens, and a double zipper to make the middle of the night diaper changes easier. Made from the buttery soft custom milled Luna Luxe bamboo viscose, their zip footy pajamas are gentle on sensitive skin and babies with eczema. But what parents rave about the most? How long they fit. And Little Sleepies makes the best baby shower gift. They have inclusive sizing from preemie to adults 3X. There are also nursing and pregnancy-friendly styles available for adults. So try a pair of Little Sleepies today. Fair warning, you'll never go back. You can try Little Sleepies for yourself by visiting littlesleepies.com. Plus, get 15% off your order on littlesleepies.com with code BETCHES. That's littlesleepies.com with promo code BETCHES.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you just need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been in therapy for years and nothing has transformed my life quite as much as my therapy experience. And one of the things that I love about therapy is that it gives me all the tools I need to figure out how to manage my time and also figuring out what depletes me, what gives me energy. Sometimes too much socializing depletes me. So I've learned how to manage the amount of time that I'm going out versus staying in, the amount of new people I'm meeting versus making sure I have that me time for myself. And that's definitely a skill that I've honed in therapy. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/betches today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/betches. I feel like that's a natural segue into our Taylor Swift news, which is that it was her birthday yesterday.
Yeah, no, it was her birthday. She's 34, just like us now.
Yeah. Jared was making fun of Travis Kelce throwing her this party on our episode, which we recorded yesterday, which will be out next week.
Oh, I'm so excited to hear it. Please send it to me soon, Sean. Well,
he was basically like the fact that he said money is no object when...
Oh, insiders added that.
Right.
He didn't say that.
That he said money is no object, which is like kind of stupid. Like, just don't... Just throw did the party.
Say
don't
that,
say.
Or did he say that, or did insiders, quote unquote, sources
insiders
say that?
Insiders added it.
So that's just their. So that's just their
I thought
interpretation.
That's what he said.
I mean, according to this article that we're referencing, the insiders are describing that as right. How he's approaching.
And then we were
it.
Joking about how if his past tweets are any indication, the party's probably a 13th step. He rented
no
it out
object,
for beer pong.
No That's really funny.
Or it was like stupid tweets like I love sweaters or something. I don't know.
Look at the squirrels going in on that nut.
Like total frat, like just watch like former frat bro.
Yeah, I love
plan
food.
His girlfriend's 34th.
Right, like it, yeah, I love food.
The past food is only mini hot dogs.
Right. Maybe ketchup and seemingly ranch. Yeah. I think that so basically I thought I was like, oh my God, maybe he'll propose to her. But now maybe he'll propose to her like at the Super Bowl or some shit. Although no, that kind of depends on if he gets there. I don't know, whatever. So Taylor celebrated her birthday. She went out with Blake Lively, Miles, and Kelly Teller, and they had dinner at Freeman's and then the box. But Travis had practice. However, he is planning a party for her. We don't know exactly when it's gonna be. Maybe it'll be this weekend.
Why wasn't it last night? I assumed
probably
it was last
he has
night.
Practice because he has practice.
I mean, it's his girlfriend's 34th birthday.
They would both get destroyed by fans, especially because he's lost, I think, now twice is what I've heard through the grapevine.
That's what I saw. Yeah.
Yeah. I just saw them looking sad. So I just kind of like put it together. Yeah. So it's better that he didn't do this on last night.
Okay. So maybe it's this weekend. I don't know.
I'm so excited.
Aren't football games like every fucking day?
Yeah, but like he might have a week off, or probably for the holidays he'll have time off. Maybe that's where he's going to propose at the money.
I don't think he's proposing.
Why?
I just don't think he is. I think that like they haven't been together long enough. I don't think he's going to do it.
You think that matters?
That's my that's my prediction.
I think that's actually why they backdated the timeline. In the Time Person of the Year article.
So that he could propose? I mean, she had a breakup this year. Didn't she have breakup from a 6-year relationship this year?
Well, that depends.
When was the breakup?
Technically, it was like early March.
Oh, so it was, or February. So it was like 8 months ago.
But okay. But and then she dated Matty Healy. But here's the thing. The other narrative that they're pointing out now is that maybe they weren't really, they were like broken up earlier, or that it was like Joe and Taylor had been more rocky than things had suggested, because after she came out with You're Losing Me on streaming, which people were like demanding, which is about, people assume, her breakup with Joe, Jack Antonoff posted on Instagram story a photo from when the day that they recorded that song, and it was in like 2021. So people were like, oh, she recorded this breakup song in 2021, right when we thought she was with, like, happily, blissfully with Joe Alwyn, and Duane was saying that, like, they were married. And so I think that, like, they had more, you know, it could have been the final breakup, or who knows, again, that maybe they wanted their professional relationship to continue, like to continue, mm-hmm. or like hide that they were broken up into for up to a certain point.
I predict no engagement.
Okay. Like till when?
Maybe never. But like not, maybe never. I think they would have kids without getting married if they were going to, if anything was going to happen.
Why I don't agree. Because these two are like Midwestern traditionalists, apple pie, Americana. Like they get married.
That was a while ago though.
No, they're
34. If they were that traditional, they would be married by now.
No, I do not see these two having a baby without getting married. Like Taylor Swift would just, like, I just don't, with Travis Kelce, like, I don't see that happening.
Okay.
What does Holly see? I see there's some things in the chat.
I can't read it. It's too far away from me. What is she saying?
Let me see. She says, the game Sunday was sad. He made a pass that could have been a touchdown, but his teammate got a penalty. Aw. Okay. Joe Alwyn publicly broke up in April 2023.
Okay.
And if you remember, it was like first they were like, we wish each other well. It's amicable. And then there was like that mass unfollow by her friends. And it was like kind of a fuck you all of a sudden.
Okay.
I don't know. It's, again, I think all of this is hazy on purpose.
Lavender haze.
Thank you for saying that. I was going to say it. Oh my God. You know what I'm doing? When I get the time, maybe this weekend, I'm going to paint myself a thing to put in my office. It's going to say, get it off your chest, get it off my desk.
Is that a line from a song?
From Lavender Haze that you just mentioned.
Oh, I don't know all the lyrics. I didn't go to the real Taylor Swift. We discussed this. All right.
But you have the streaming. You have streaming.
I don't like that song that much. I have only listened to it once or twice. Sean is dying to say something.
What, Sean?
Can I make a correction from last week?
Please do.
Because you guys let me chime in how long I thought they would be together for.
Okay.
I said 5 years.
Yes.
I don't know what I was thinking.
Lower, right?
I think they will break up before the next NFL season. And I love. Okay. I love love.
You do.
I like Travis Kelce and I like Taylor Swift.
Yes.
Also, I have another correction to make.
Not a hater, but.
While I have the chance, during yesterday's Cayman Islands, I suggested we send the Spotify marketing team.
Okay.
And then I got a text from the Spotify marketing team an hour after the episode came out.
Oh my God. What? How did they know?
What did they say?
I had to apologize. I had to say.
Oh, so now you're apologizing.
They said, oh,
this is your formal apology.
Well, I had to apologize over text too, but I said, what I meant was you deserve a vacation. But really what I meant was.
Sean, they're going to hear it.
Oh, what I really meant was they deserve a vacation.
I'm sure the Spotify marketing team has a sense of humor.
No, I mean, the thing is they would hustle so hard. To sell those timeshares.
Oh,
they would
do I see a what you're job. Saying. Well, oh, they okay. would be on our...
They would be successful.
Yeah.
Right, yes. In our sure. competition. In our competition yeah. against each
That's
other.
It's very funny that they listen oh, and that they...
The episode had been out for like an hour and they are already texting me. They're listening at
they
all times.
They probably have Google alerts on their... Or like audio alerts Spotify. On their name being mentioned.
Yeah. Jordana.
If you can't get this episode on Spotify, you now know why.
But I'm with Jordana on the. They're not getting. I don't. She,
it's
why
too
hasn't
much.
She gotten married to anyone else?
Here's the thing. It's flying in hot.
No one else wanted
it's,
to. That
it's super
as
hot,
badly.
And then it's going to just extinguish just as fast as it came in.
I think they're going to extinguish until later, until they've like let it run.
Yeah, you said 15 years.
They're too deep. I said 10 to 20. Yeah. No. Honestly, I think maybe it's really closer to 7 to 18.
Okay, so you're also lowering. You're also cutting your forecast in half. How long did I say? I don't even remember. 3 years? I think I said 3. Yeah.
You did say 3. I'm cutting 10 to 7. Not like...
And they'll have kids, you're predicting.
Yeah.
If
they get married, they will have children. I feel pretty confident in that.
I feel like if the Chiefs are not in the Super Bowl, and again, I don't know anything about their chances of making it there. I think that if they are not in the Super Bowl, they will break up.
Okay, I could get on board with a prediction that's something like, if they're not in the Super Bowl, they break up within 6 months after that. But if they are in the Super Bowl, they will be together 7 to 10 years.
Wow.
'Cause,
no pressure, Travis. Yeah.
No. It's not like about like, oh, whether he like technically wins. It's about like the psychology of like.
I agree. Like everyone else's view, how much pressure they're going to get from everyone else.
Plus the timing. Plus the timing. Like then they start to actually like see each other for real. Like they don't know each other that well yet. Even so, I'm basing them getting engaged off of like knowing they don't know each other. But I don't know. I also, by the way, I do want to revise my assessment about the Cayman Islands timeshares thing, but let's do that later. I see them getting engaged like soon. I already see the news alert coming up on my phone. It's coming.
All right. Well, we'll see.
Taylor Swift engaged to Travis Kelce. People has it first.
We'll see. Okay.
Maybe TMZ.
And then you think they will get married?
I think they will probably get married. Yeah, I do think that. This feels different. I can't. It's different this time.
It feels different to you. Different.
I mean, it's not just like I feel like I've studied like the media movings of Taylor Swift. Like I can't claim to know her other than like through what I think about her because of her music. But I feel like I can see like the media, the way that like they'll say things.
And would you rather get lunch with Kamala Harris or Taylor Swift?
Oh God, you can't fucking ask me that on a podcast.
It's been asked.
I would rather actually have lunch with Taylor Swift. I'm sorry, Kamala.
I know you would.
Here's another part of it is just like we're the same like age. We have the same level of experience. Like, we have the same life experience. Like we do too, like as people.
Taylor Swift has more clout. That's the other thing.
No, here's the thing, but I'd rather meet Kamala. No, it's not. I'd rather meet Kamala than like Ariana Grande. I'd rather meet, like, Taylor Swift is an exception. Like, it's not like I'd rather meet most celebrities than Kamala Harris. I'd rather meet Kamala Harris than most celebrities, but there's certain celebrities who I, like, that particular person, I really want to meet them.
Or Meryl Streep.
Taylor Swift, for the same reason.
So no, there's basically no one you'd rather have lunch with than Taylor Swift.
At this moment in time, no. Just you, Jordana. Just you.
Oh, so sweet. We could have lunch. Yeah. You can have lunch with me anytime.
Well, I know. So
we're going to have dinner together tonight with the rest of the office.
With our whole company.
Okay. I think I've gotten my Taylor Swift fill.
Let's watch the Eras movie anyway.
I definitely won't.
Okay. Let's. Anyway.
Okay. For years, I've been using men's razors because the quality of razors for women is seriously questionable. But disposable men's razors feel like settling. I finally tried the Athena Club razor I've been seeing online, and it was truly the easiest, smoothest shave ever. My old razors, honestly, they would rust up so quickly, and the shave I would get was so dull. My legs would get super dry. It would just be like an uncomfortable razor experience. But this razor is truly worth the hype. If you haven't tried it, you really need to give it a shot. Step up your shaving game now with Athena Club's award-winning razor kit. It's seriously the best on the market, and here's why. First of all, the Athena Club razor kit is an absolute steal at just $10. But don't let the price fool you. This razor packs a serious punch. It comes with a beautifully made ergonomic handle and two super sharp razor heads that deliver an incredibly smooth shave every time. You also get a game-changing magnetic hook in the razor kit for easy storage. This means no sitting your razor on the edge of your tub, no more goopy blades, no more razor falling down your shower floor in the middle of the night. Athena Club's razor glides effortlessly thanks to those 5 precision engineered blades. The blades are perfectly spaced out to let your hair pass through with each stroke, and you'll experience less irritation, which is always a win in my book. Are you ready to upgrade your shaving experience? Switch to the best razor on the market and show your skin you care with Athena Club. Head over to athenaclub.com to try their award-winning razor and body products and get 20% off your purchase with code BETCHES at checkout. You can also find Athena Club razors at your local Target store. Trust me, you won't look back. Happy shaving. Around the office, we have so many colorful framed art prints and photos. It creates such a fun atmosphere, and it gives our space that unique Betches character. I wanted to frame some stuff at home too, but custom framing can be so difficult and so expensive. So the things I want to display end up collecting dust in a closet. But FrameBridge makes it easy and affordable to get your special artwork and memories in frames so you can spice up your space with ease. I love FrameBridge. I framed my ketubah for my wedding. The process was unbelievably easy. They send you a canister to send in your artwork. They send you a few different options of ways that they can frame it. You get to pick. They're actually helping me also design the frame that works best with the picture and best for my home. And getting custom frames can be difficult. FrameBridge is easy and affordable to custom frame just about anything. You can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a retail store if you need some guidance. You can also upload a digital photo for them to print or mail your item in using their free, secure, prepaid packaging. Then FrameBridge custom frames your piece in the studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free. See why FrameBridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local FrameBridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
Do you want to talk about another movie? Perhaps can I interest you in a story about Kylie and Kris Jenner sneaking out of the premiere of Wonka because Timothée Chalamet is in it? See, this couple,
Why were they so discreet?
I don't know. Maybe because they wanted people to say they were discreet. I don't know. It's just weird. I still do not understand this relation. Do you?
Not at all. I don't get it. It's weird. And because it's so weird, I feel like it might last a while at this point. Like I thought it would already be done. And since it's not, I'm kind of like, maybe there's something here.
So you think if he's not in the Chiefs lose the Super Bowl, it's, you know, the Chiefs are not in the Super Bowl less than 3 months. If they are in it more than 7 years.
I mean, they're not, no, they're definitely not going to last that long, but like maybe another year.
That's what I mean, long term.
Like maybe another year. Timothée is not going to be like Kylie's kid's stepdad. It's just not happening. I don't see it at all.
Okay, fine.
I just don't see him as like a Stormy World attendee.
He'd be like wearing black and everything else is like pastel.
He'd be like the performer. I don't know.
He would be Wonka.
Yeah. So I thought Wonka would be like kind of, it would be rated pretty terribly, but I just looked up the Rotten Tomatoes score and it's actually pretty high.
What is it?
What do you think it is?
88?
84.
Oh,
very
wow.
Close. That's like, I kind of want to see it now.
I want to see it. I love Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Someone sent DM me a very funny clip of Hugh Grant. He was talking to Drew Barrymore with Timothée promoting the movie. And Drew Barrymore is like, oh, like I have this like gratitude list and it's this journal and I just write all the things that I'm grateful for. And Timothée's like, oh, that's so cool. Blah, blah, blah. And she's like to Hugh Grant, like, oh, do you have anything like that? He's like, no, I have a list of all the shit that I hate. And I go over that every day.
He's kind of like a, you know, he's kind of like a parody.
I think he's like leaning into it. I might kind of like it now because he's like really digging in.
Well, here's the thing. If it were a shtick that he were just being really honest and flippant, sure. And if it's self-aware, but I kind of think based on what, who was it who said he was like a dick, like one of the worst people ever? Robert Downey Jr. He has a very,
I think he is like his character in Bridget Jones' Diary.
Okay, well, like, that's a shithead.
Yeah, totally. But like, I think he's probably like, is charming at some point. Like, almost so big, like, such, that's like who he is in that movie. He's like kind of charming, especially when he's like younger.
I mean, it's all a little bit rotted, the whole thing. But I enjoy hearing his quotes and I will continue watching for them.
Same. So that's the Wonka news. What about Hillary Duff? Pregnant again.
So exciting. Good for
them.
I didn't
know she had three kids already.
I think it's because she probably like spaced them out over. It seems like she spaced them out over a lot of time. Yeah. Her oldest son is 11. So and then she has a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old.
Right. Yeah. Different marriage. Oldest son.
Right. But that's what I mean. It's like she's been having kids for a while. She's been having kids for 11 years.
I think that every marginal kid is a little less interesting after number three. And I can say that because I'm one of nine.
Okay, right. And you're not one of the first three.
I'm like the I'm like the bottom third.
Well, I can't speak to that. Do you mean like of other people's children or
just the interest, like how interesting the news is? Like first kid, very interesting. Second kid, not interesting. Third kid, okay. And then after that, it's like, all right, it's kind of like Nick Cannon. He's the one who has all the kids. Yes. Yeah.
Once you start getting like, it's almost like a curve. Like once you get past like eight, again, it becomes interesting. Like how many are you gonna fucking have? Yeah, like
I think maybe past six.
No,
ish. No, six is yeah. You're right. Past eight,
they have people have six. Yeah,
yeah. Kris Jenner has six.
Yeah, my husband, Avi's one of five. Well, that's nothing compared to you, but it's like a lot. I think in my mind. Okay, I think that's not only like I think sometimes parents are just like less excited to share. And I kind of get why, because like, why do I need to be bragging about my kid all the time? You realize that people are bored of it.
I think it's probably less exciting for them.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the sad, weird truth. It's like, every you know, the first time you could do anything is the most exciting time you do it. And then the more you do it, you could still enjoy it. But it's not, you know, it's just we always talk about that first drink on vacation.
Yeah.
It's like your firstborn.
You should put the, you should put that on a sticker or something. First. I'm sure it's just like that.
I'm sure.
Well, good for Hillary. I am excited for her. She's 36. She's about to have another. She and her husband, Matthew Coma, who they seem into each other on Instagram. Speaking of families, let's talk about another family. The Royal Christmas card came out last week on Instagram for us. What did you think?
I saw it. Yeah. I saw that one. It came across my feed.
Yeah.
I thought, great looking family. Kids,
that was
like,
also my
the
reaction.
Older they're getting, like, that everyone looking. Gets just like more attractive with age, except for Will.
Well, here's the thing. Will was getting more attractive with age when he was that age.
Right. Yeah. But the kids are like really cute kids.
Adorable.
And
imagine if they were just hideous.
What's the girl's name?
Charlotte.
Charlotte. Yeah. She's like quite pretty.
Well, her mother's very pretty. Her family is very, you know, like,
and they all look alike.
Her grandmother's very pretty. Yeah.
Right? They all look like pretty similar. Do.
Yes. And they all look, I think Charlotte actually looks like the queen a little bit, like her facial structure.
Mm, interesting.
You have to really look at it, look at them.
I'd have to look at the picture of the young queen.
No, it's really, you see it in her old age. Like they have the same like forehead and eyes. So, William has it too. Like the eye area is all the same between Charlotte, William, and the queen. Right. But Charlotte, the rest, you know, that's
the picture wasn't very like festive feeling. It was just like black and white, right?
Yes. It was like, it seems like it was like anyone could have taken
it. Could have been
photo.
Any picture, right? Just in right. there. It could have been, it didn't have to be on a Christmas card. It could have just been like a framed picture in their house.
I wonder why they chose to make that the picture.
Maybe it's because they all thought they looked really good. Like, you look really good here.
But why did they
really
take that as the, why did they take that as like the photo? There was also a Photoshop issue.
Fail. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought Kate takes these pictures on her own. That was like her whole thing.
Well,
like,
how could she have taken that
photographer?
Picture? She does it for a lot of them. I mean, then she does that for like the pictures of the kids.
No, I'm sure they have a professional like seasonal greeting photographer for this kind of shit.
I think this is someone on their marketing team is planning the visuals, you know, mood boarding it. I don't know if they're really doing
maybe
that.
Maybe they see the Kardashian pictures, the ones that are in black and white, and they're inspired. They want that look too.
Okay. My other thought was like, maybe they couldn't get them all together, so they just Photoshop them individually.
Oh, right. Yeah. That sorry. Explain the Photoshop fail.
So Prince Louis, the young one's middle finger was missing. I also like spotted there was something weird with William's leg. Like, I don't really get where it went. However, the holiday photographer has spoken out about and said that he had a great experience with them. So, I mean, there's no way they don't retouch this.
Well, he's
photo.
Probably the one who did the touch-ups.
Right.
Of course he had a great experience. Who do you think did the touch-ups?
I mean, yeah, that's a good point. I mean, well, I think he's trying to say, like, it wasn't Photoshopped. Like, I'm the photographer. Also, right. People can still Photoshop things. He could have photographed them each individually and then Photoshopped it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really care if it's Photoshopped or not.
It's possible they Photoshopped, like, William in, you know?
But I'm surprised that they messed up the finger. Like, you would think this would be pretty, had, like, a few once-overs.
Right, you'd think that other people would check it.
Right.
I don't know.
I mean, I didn't notice. I wasn't really, like, inspecting it, but I didn't
neither,
notice anyone's
people
missing
do,
finger.
People do that.
Maybe Louis was holding up the
middle finger. That's what I thought. That was my first thought, too. But also the thing with the leg. I actually saw the thing about the Photoshopped, like, where's William's leg? I saw that first. Okay. So, yeah.
How old are these kids now? Pretty old, right?
I don't know the exact ages, but, like, Charlotte, I want to say, is, like, 8. And what's his name? George. I want to say 10 or 11. And then Louis,
like,
what? 6? 5 or 6?
6?
5, I want to say. I don't know.
Is she done? I think she's done, right? No more kids.
I think she's done because I think
she's got to be like
so sick of each other.
Right?
How old is she? No, she's like, I want to say she's like 8 years older than us or 10. We were
41.
Like 21.
41, says Sean. Okay. 41. Okay.
Yeah,
I mean,
okay.
She could still have another then, technically.
I just don't think she wants
one more to save the marriage.
I think they tried that. I don't think that she wants.
That was Louis?
Okay. I don't know. I think Louis was like, we have 3 kids because, you know, we're royals. It's just, we will.
I want to see the Harry family card. I want proof that they're still intact.
Do you think they definitely had one?
I think, why? Of course they would. Why wouldn't they?
I don't know. Does everybody do a Christmas card?
Yeah, I feel like
they're the people who would.
I feel like if you're in that kind of family, you are doing a Christmas card and like, there's no reason Meghan wouldn't be into that. And I feel like there should be one. If they're trying to show the world that they're together, I would like to see one. But not that
like,
I'm owed one.
But do they but make like it public? One. But the question is like, do they make it public or do they?
Why wouldn't they? Do they have an Instagram account still?
I don't remember if they're banned from having that anymore. It's like, I feel like they've tried to start
Holly
one.
Would know.
I feel like they've tried to start one and they got like in trouble. I think they might be sitting on a handle.
I think they had an official royal one at some point. They had an official account.
They did, but oh, but Charles apparently has stripped Harry of his HRH, anything HRH.
Okay. Does that include the family Instagram account?
I think the family Instagram account was off limits before.
Okay. So I guess where would they post this picture? Have they been seen in public? Where are they?
They would give it to a magazine.
You know, I haven't seen it. It's weird. I feel like for so much of the year, there was so much Harry, Meghan stuff. I haven't heard or seen anything from them in a while.
It seems like that would be a good idea after being called grifters by the head of Spotify and the entire...
He called them grifters?
Yeah.
Like, use that word?
Your name is on here.
Yeah.
Use that word? Yes. Wow. Grifters. Like, actually. Like,
wow.
There were issues. There was all this stuff that came out. Netflix, they didn't produce their shows. Like, they didn't.
Right.
Everyone was saying bad things. Remember the car chase? Everyone was like, how are you doing a car chase? And
I heard what happened. Nothing since those rumors of, like, divorce. Wasn't that, like, a rumor?
Well, maybe that's why they are not. Because if their names are out there, people are going to be like, divorce. You know,
I'd want to be, like, photographed together if that wasn't the case, though. Wouldn't you?
Maybe, but not immediately, because I'd want people to forget that was like happening first,
right,
and then come back as if it never happened.
Yeah. Ever since Charles's Coro, I feel like not as much interest in them.
Right. That Charles I think is that king. Was why they people questioned whether he should be Coro at all.
Who?
Charles.
Because what does that have to do with?
Because
with
he's Harry? Boring.
So like isn't that like sort of part of the whole thing is being boring?
No, you're supposed to like induce nationalism and like shit like that. As the monarch?
I thought they want you to be like very in line. Pretty
yeah,
boring.
Yeah, but in line means something. It's not just like...
Was the queen not boring?
The queen was like... It doesn't matter if what she was doing was boring. People were always looking at her to be like... the leader of the nation. It's like a very unique thing that they have because we don't have anything like this because it's like, you know, you feel how you feel about the president. So you don't really, there's this broad respect. Well, less now, but traditionally there is like a very serious respect afforded to the monarch. And like people are watching them as like it's supposed to like stir emotion and love for Mother Britain, you know, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, it's very old fashioned.
Yeah.
Being the most interesting to look at is very important for a monarch.
Right.
And for a while, Queen Elizabeth was very fascinating to people because she was young and like, she still is, she remained very fascinating. But I think Charles is like Charles and
right.
They don't have
I think they're
the
going
pizzazz.
Back to like their boring era. There was like a lot of chaos going on in the family and now they're back to kind of just like laying low.
They want to do that, basically.
Yeah.
And basically William, like, he could be the last monarch possibly. But he obviously wants to preserve that.
I don't think he will be. I feel like most British people still want the monarchy. I think that it's got a little
they
more
do,
juice
but
left.
I agree it has more juice left, but the people who want it are all gonna die.
Like I think time. People our age are still into it.
Yeah, no, I think some people are still into it, but there are a lot of people who are not into it, like are anti it, versus like people our age who weren't into it weren't like maybe hardcore against it. They were just sort of apathetic. And now the like, younger people are more and more against it. I'm not right. saying this is definitely going to happen. I'm just saying like it doesn't have the cachet that it did.
Right. Well, you know, it's hard to stay the same forever.
We're always growing and changing.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Ready to redefine your relationship with alcohol? Whether you're trying to cut back or just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs, sweet, fruity sours? Athletic Brewing has an assortment of non-alcoholic beers in almost any style you can think of. One thing I really like is a great Sunday brunch. And sometimes, you know, you kind of want to have a drink during it. But also it's Sunday and you kind of want to get your life together. That's the perfect occasion to have an Athletic Brew non-alcoholic beer. Athletic brews a variety of great tasting, award-winning non-alcoholic beers, including IPAs, Goldens, extra dark brews, sours, hazies, and more. Many of which are only available online and for a limited time. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com. Athletic Brews Bevs you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings, so you can imbibe without worry. And when you support Athletic, you support a company that cares. They're a certified B Corp and donate up to $2 million annually to protect and restore outdoor spaces around the globe through the Two for the Trails program. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code BETCHES to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's BETCHES. At checkout for 15% off your first order. Near beer. Exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company. Fit for all times.
Are you watching anything?
I watched Paris in Love, which is a trip. And I also watched the movie Leave the World Behind.
Oh, I watched that too. I forgot about that.
Oh, what'd you think of that?
I mean, I just forgot about it. So it wasn't like that upset. I don't really like that like apocalyptic end of the world stuff. It's not really my thing, but I love Julia Roberts and it was a good cast.
I agree.
And I found the movie entertaining until the end when I started to like stop caring. I thought it was a little too long. I know.
But overall,
pretty good. Solid.
That's how I felt about it. I also felt that there was not enough. Like there was not conclusiveness at the end. I guess that's kind of the point. It also scares me that the Obamas were producers. Do they know something that we should?
Interesting.
I thought it was a
great... I didn't realize that. Funny.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. I thought it was... I enjoyed it. I wouldn't be like, oh, this is like the best movie technically, but I really enjoyed watching it. Mm-hmm. And I feel what you feel where it's like... I think it should have just been like a little tighter.
I agree. They could have like had a heavier hand with cutting, editing.
Agreed.
Stuff out. Yeah. But entertaining watch wasn't, I'm glad, it's one of those movies where I'm like, if I went to the movies and saw it, I'd be like, I didn't really need to go to the movies for that. But I'm glad that I saw it on Netflix.
Agreed. Yeah. I wouldn't go to the movies for that. I don't think, I would barely go to the movie. I didn't go to the movies
May,
for
December,
the Eras Tour.
I think I would have paid more attention to in the movies. And like you said, like, I wouldn't have had to watch it twice maybe. One I think would have been better in the movies, and it was a better movie than this movie.
I just don't want to go to the movies like ever, except like
I saw Barbie, and then during Christmas last year I saw Avatar, which was a cool movie to see in the movie theaters, even though I'm not into that stuff, because that's a good movie to like 3D, like it's all about the graphics.
Yeah, just like, so, you know, could be at home. That.
Yeah. Did you see the Vanderpump trailer?
Yeah. What happened with Sheena and Tom Schwartz? When?
I don't know. I think that's like one of those teasers that actually winds up being something pretty stupid. Like not a real thing.
I don't know. This season seems chaotic and Raquel isn't even there.
Yeah. No, I agree. This seems like a little like awkward almost.
I think it is because they're like...
They're all filming together all the when they kind of hate season. Each other. I'm interested in this like Lala being jealous of Ariana's newfound fame thing.
Yeah, that's not going to like... That's not going
to
land.
That's an endearing plot line to me. Or not an endearing, an exciting
intriguing.
Plot line.
Yeah.
Intriguing.
Okay. So, all right. Yeah, no, I'm definitely excited for sure. Who do you want to send to the Caymans? I was rethinking the Caymans, who would win. And you're going to think this is crazy. I actually think you would win.
Why?
Because why would you win or why would I think it's crazy? I think you would win because... I think you would drive like a hard and fast deal. And like, cause I think part of it is that it's not like you're like, people come and look for a house and they've been waiting for the timeshare that they've been looking for all along. It's this huge financial decision, like all this stuff. I think you just like drive a bunch of hard and fast deals and like just get it done.
Fair. Yeah. I'm pretty motivated when I have a very specific goal. Yeah. And I think Aileen and I might get stuck in the like, look at the gorgeous wall. Like, you know, like that kind of.
Right.
The views.
Maybe. Like, I'm really not a very good negotiator or salesperson.
But
though.
It's not. It's less than. I don't know.
I would have the hustle. I think I would
have. You would have the hustle for it. Like, and yeah. the just like fucking give me the money.
And
bitch.
I am competitive. Yeah. So it might yeah. be, maybe I'd win.
Okay.
But who are we sending to? The whoever did the Photoshop for the holiday card?
We see you. We know it. We see you.
Yeah. All right. Let's send that. Send okay. them. Whoever right. they, I don't know if it's the photographer. I feel like it's the photographer because he came out to say that he enjoyed working the family, which I think means he fucked it up.
No, that's them trying to say we didn't Photoshop this.
Well, he didn't say that explicitly.
That's what he was.
I know, but like that's why I think it was him that did the bad Photoshopping. It's anyway. Possible. That's it for this week's At Betches podcast. You can follow me at Jordana Abraham.
Follow me at Sammy. And we'll see you next week on the At Betches podcast.
Bye. At Betches is produced by Sean Kilby and Holly Wilkinson. Editing by Jazz Zapatos and Shannon Sassone. Be sure to follow At Betches on Instagram and send us your emails to podcast@betches.com.
Betches.